Bobby Bones post-show pre-show.
We just finished Wednesday's show. A segment we did not get to was Guess the Sound.
Ooh.
I got a few things we didn't get to. One of them is a rejected segment that came to me, and I was like, we're not going to do it. And I sent Mike a note back. I was like, too confusing. I said, but we'll do it in the post-show pre-show and see how it sounds.
All right.
So we'll do a rejected segment, a Guess the Sound, and the celebrities that listen to our show that we found out.
Okay.
Care about that?
Yeah.
All right, Guess the Sound. Listen to this clip. All right, here are your options. Is it A, two dogs gnawing on the same steak bone? Listen to it again. Does it sound like two dogs gnawing on a steak bone? Is it two jackrabbits having a ferocious boxing match? Listen to it again. Does it sound like jackrabbits fighting with each other? Or two joggers making their way through a crunchy lava trail? Now, you've heard all three.
I thought it was a horse galloping.
I thought it was popcorn popping.
Me too.
Well, it's none of those. So your three options are the two dogs gnawing on the steak bone, the two jackrabbits having a ferocious boxing match, or the two joggers making their way through a crunchy lava trail. Amy?
Two jackrabbits fighting.
Okay. Lunchbox?
Huh.
I'm going to go with two dogs gnawing on a bone.
Eddie?
Nah, that's two jackrabbits fighting, my friend.
Well, the answer is, it is two jackrabbits fighting each other.
What? And yeah, we're right.
It's crazy to watch them because obviously they don't have gloves on, but they're just like boom, boom, boom with each other.
I didn't think they did that.
Put some gloves on them. That's pay-per-view. Yeah.
How funny would that be?
Let's guess the sound. That's fun though, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the dogs, we would hear them growling or something.
This is the rejected segment because what will happen is Michael send me game ideas the night before Mike D does. And he sent me the idea for it, and I was like, I don't know if that'll work. Let me hear audio. And so then he sent me the audio, and I was like, I don't think it works for on the air, but I think for post-show it could work. So this is a rejected game. We have the isolated vocals of three singers that are all mashed up into one clip.
Ooh.
Right, so it's just a lot to have to hear if you're listening to the show live. It's fun to hear if you're not. Podcast is good.
And you have to pick the three singers?
We'll play a clip. You have to identify as many voices as you can, okay? So, no song titles, just the three singers that you hear. Ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
Go.
We'll have a and I didn't want to write a song. We don't need to go out of it. Turn your TV and break that boom box. Maybe it's a part of
it. I'm in for the win. That was easy.
And the thing is, it sounds like a big train wreck whenever.
Yeah.
Okay, I have two.
Well, Eddie jumped up first.
Yeah, I have all three.
What do you have?
I have Sam Hunt, Justin Bieber, and Ed Sheeran.
That's right.
Yeah. Correct, dude. Yeah. Good job. That's what I have.
Look at that. All right, raise your hand when you know all three. I'll come to you first. Or just say your name when you know all three.
Okay.
Here's the next one. Let's go.
I have Michael Jackson.
Correct.
Oh, I missed that one.
Justin Timberlake.
Correct.
And Adele.
Correct.
Yeah, all I heard was Adele.
The guy's on fire. Michael Jackson, Adele, and Justin Timberlake. Hit that again, right? Number two.
Oh, I hear Michael Jackson now.
Okay. Eddie with two. Here we go.
Crazy.
Let's do it again. Number three. Eddie said it before you. Go ahead.
I'll let Amy have it.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Dan and Shay.
Yep.
Ariana Grande.
Yep.
And Mama. Ooh. Just killed a man. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Artist.
Oh, that's the name. Oh, Queen.
Queen, correct.
Got it, Amy.
Yeah. That was so fun once you get it.
You have to like separate them in your mind.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you just focus on one.
It's not easy.
It's not. No.
Let's do another one.
Dang it.
Got it. Katy Perry, Bruno Mars, and Whitney Houston. Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Play that again. Here you go. Here's Katy Perry.
When the night falls,
You can hear Whitney doing Dance With Somebody when the night falls. Katy Perry, Firework.
That's what got it for me.
And Amazing, Bruno Mars.
It's that hook.
Are you pulling them out individually?
It's really, I just kind of like listen for the hook of the song that I recognize, and then it's like, okay, that's Bruno Mars.
I can do it like I watch a ceiling fan. Like if I really dial in one, I can watch that one go round and round.
Great analogy.
When I hear one of them, I can dial in and only hear that one and separate the other two.
Yeah.
That's me. I don't know if that's how you guys are tracking them. One more. Eddie's dominating. Eddie 3, Amy 1. Here we go. Last one.
So I fell into a burning ring of fire. Went down, 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 and the flame.
What?
Dang it!
Why?
I have Aerosmith.
Correct.
Yeah.
Johnny Cash.
Correct.
And Miley Cyrus.
Yes. Right. There he is.
I can always get the two, and then I struggle with the
awesome.
Third.
I agree that I shouldn't have played that on the air, but that's a fun game to play.
Because
it's a lot. It's a lot. Like, it's like, oh my gosh, stop.
People
like,
would just change it and be like, I don't know what's happening here.
Yes. A minute ago, Lunchbox was like, wait, I want to hear it again. I'm like, I don't want to hear it again.
I get
wanting to hear it again, but it just was like, oh, my brain.
Eddie 4, Amy 1, Lunchbox 0. There's your song.
Yeah!
Yeah, I was close though, man.
Not really, man. You got zero.
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 Yeah, I'm 0.2 seconds behind you. It's pretty good.
All right, everybody, come on.
Okay,
done with that.
Hillary works in the glass room. And if you'll send her up to the microphone, Raymundo, that'd be cool. We call her Utility Hillary because she's quite the utility player. She can do anything just about on our show. She's doing all things behind the scenes. And she said, you ran into Keith Urban?
Yeah, at the party the other night, the CMA dinner.
Oh, the one where Lunchbox stole Dirk's medal?
Yes.
Did you give it back, by the way, yet?
No, he hadn't reached out. He didn't want it back, I don't think.
God. That's not true.
Hey, I mean, if he wants to come by and get it, we can go to lunch and whatever.
Now he's holding it hostage to
hang out with Dirk. If he just sends me his address, I'll drop it on by.
I can probably get it to him. I know he wants it. Amy, you know he wants it too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I know.
Because he was hitting us up about it yesterday again.
Yeah, like I don't really know how to handle it, but I mean, he acted like he would come here and get it. And I'm like, well, that's inconvenient for you because, you know, you shouldn't have to go out of your way to get your medallion back.
That's his.
That has all of his awards he's nominated for.
Listen, right. He gave it to me, guys. Sorry. He put it around my neck and said, you can have it. And then he walked away. How was I supposed to know?
Eddie, your thoughts? You were there.
I was there, man. It's just we're adults now. And I feel like that was funny for, I don't know, 5 minutes. And now it's time to give it back. The joke is over.
That's it does my say, like, male vocalist of the year.
Yeah, that's his award.
Video of the year. Yeah. So it's the same night, Hillary, and you see Keith Urban at this gathering.
Yeah.
And do you talk to him?
No, I didn't talk to him, but he was standing behind me, and I overheard him say that he and Nicole heard something on our show, and they thought it was really funny. Ooh,
who was he talking to?
Me.
He was talking, somebody on our show. It must have been Lunchbox.
Did you take anything from him?
No.
Nicole Kidman.
I did shake Nicole Kidman's hand, which was unbelievable. He introduced me to his wife for the first time ever, and I was like, wow. And then him and Nicole were telling me how that they were laughing about Bobby wearing the jersey. They go, ha, Bobby wearing that jersey. We were in the car just cracking up.
What'd you hear, Hillary?
I heard the same thing. I didn't know Nicole Kidman listened to our show. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, he texts me a decent amount. I wouldn't say a lot, but a decent amount during the show. I usually know when he's driving his kids to school because that's when he listens to the show. What I heard was he listened to the Clay Travis come on just busting my chops about it and thought that part was funny.
Yeah, that's what he thought was funny.
Yeah, which was super funny. Yeah, Clay's that dude. I think Clay's one of the best at what he does. I have a couple friends that are so different at what they kind of feel like they represent, which are Clay Travis and Charlamagne the God. They both do what they do so well, though. And Clay comes on our show and just kills it.
Yeah, that was a funny bit.
Yeah.
he went after you pretty
Clay's
hard.
Clay's hilarious and obnoxious and loud. And, yeah, it was really funny. And so, but I still stand with I should have worn the jersey. I was starting to get some pushback, though.
You still?
I should have worn the jersey, yes.
Okay.
Yes, I should have worn the jersey on the date. You didn't have a problem with it. Now you're changing?
Oh, I didn't? I thought I did have
no,
a problem.
No, you said it looked good.
You said it was okay. You kind of giggled.
Bobby, are you sure that was my opinion?
Yeah, I'm positive. You're like, it looked good.
I don't think that's what you said.
Go back to the podcast. I'm not sure.
Okay.
In my heart, though, you agreed with me.
Okay.
Where I was getting some weird push was they were like, "Hey, where else would you wear a jersey except a game?" Agree. But they were like, "Why didn't you get her a jersey?"
Why didn't you?
Well, I didn't even buy my own. And first of all, they're not cheap.
Yeah, jerseys are expensive.
But I did have two because I was wearing one and they gave me another one.
And it was the same number?
It was the same.
You guys could have looked pretty cute on those.
Oh,
matching jerseys feels like the next step.
Pretty cute.
So, I feel like you're mostly on my side.
Okay. If you took it that way, that's great. Then that's great. Maybe I was Switzerland. Well, I don't know.
Switzerland means you're good on any side. No opinion.
Exactly. But I feel like I had an opinion, and it was that maybe you shouldn't have worn it. But
I cannot believe you guys think that wearing a jersey is a weird thing.
No, just
to
that
a game.
On a date that early on
at
is the weird
game,
part.
There's nothing. There's
you're a game. Okay, if you've been dating for 3 years or you're married, but the fact that it was like a second really date, that is so awkward.
No, if you're married as your wife, she's gonna be like, "Don't wear that."
That's true too.
Amy puts up mean pictures on me on Instagram.
What?
Bashes me here.
I don't think it's a bad picture, and I have offered to take it down. And I'm not bashing you. I thought that the discussion, maybe I didn't speak my truth. I don't really like jerseys, but probably you looked fine. I saw the pictures.
They also gave me the jersey to
which
wear.
Which was nice.
And it was the owner's suite where they said, wear your team colors.
It was a cool jersey.
Wait, haters. Eddie, you weren't on that side.
Nah, I never hated on it. I was there, and I thought it was cool. I have a Dallas Cowboy jersey I wanted to wear.
Bobby didn't let me wear that. Because you were in the owner's suite with the Titans, and you were somebody's guest.
I like jerseys.
I mean, I'd never wear a basketball jersey.
Oh, that's different. Like Clay Travis will say.
Especially without a t-shirt.
Wait till you get invited to the owner's suite.
They fit different. Basketball jerseys are like...
But you can wear it over a t-shirt, right?
You could, and maybe I would over a t-shirt, but I've never owned a basketball jersey, ever. Yeah.
Well, that's not really your sport.
The jersey's awkward.
You did play basketball.
What?
The jersey's awkward because it's sleeveless, you show armpit hair and stuff.
And like, hockey jerseys are fun, but they're really big.
But
I feel
cool.
Like I see people in Predators jerseys
all the
time. If
I were ranking jerseys to wear, I would go baseball first.
Because it's like a regular
shirt.
It's
thin. It's like a button-up. Football second. Hockey third. Basketball fourth.
Soccer.
You forgot soccer.
Oh, soccer's are cool.
Not really like one of the big American sports. Not one of the big four.
Okay.
I would say it's bigger than hockey.
Because you play soccer, though.
Okay.
Yeah, like the Stanley Cups has a bunch of American teams that play in a professional league right now. I think that's why, like, there's hockey right down, it fills up an arena next to us. I would say that's why hockey's bigger than soccer in America. I never played hockey. We didn't have ice. I grew up in Arkansas.
Same with us.
But like the Nashville soccer team doesn't have near the Nashville Predators do.
But they're not the same league. I mean, next year when they're an MLS team, they will.
Ooh, I don't know about that.
I don't either. Well, regardless, the Stanley Cup gets put on TV. The MLS championship doesn't get put on a network.
Oh, yeah. Really?
On ESPN is absolutely on the network. That's on TV.
Have you ever seen it? MLS championship?
No, I don't watch soccer.
It was on last night, the playoffs were on ESPN last
night.
Don't
watch it.
I did watch baseball last night.
Hell yeah. Sorry, I was about to be
If I were to rank sports outfits,
yeah, I'll watch baseball.
I would choose tennis.
That's an outfit though.
Yeah.
There's not like a jersey or
you wear shorts and a polo.
Like no a cute little tennis skirt. And like I would wear that every day if I could. I see some moms, I guess, running errands and stuff in their cute little tennis outfit. I'm jealous of it.
You can wear one without playing tennis.
I know. I wear my yoga clothes all the time. I don't go to yoga.
Do you?
Good point.
Yeah. I was just trying to change the subject.
Yeah.
Sort of.
We're done. We're going to get going with today's show. Here is Wednesday, October 30th show. And I think that is it. You good?
Yeah. Do you want me to take the picture off Instagram?
No, I mean, you just hurt me all day today, but who cares?
I didn't mean to hurt you.
One thing after another.
No, yesterday was such a great day, and y'all did so good. Eddie and Lunchbox, y'all, they did so good. And then Kaylee Hammock was there, and then the kids. There's this one video, did you see it, I put on Instagram in my stories part, where y'all are jamming out. Y'all are performing and this kid is just dancing and it's the cutest thing ever. Like y'all put smiles. Like I was in the crowd, so y'all probably couldn't see everything I could see. But like y'all would bust out songs and kids would just be like, oh, yeah, and they were dancing. Like it,
that's good.
And the parents, like just to be a parent at St. Jude with your kid there, I can't even imagine. Ugh. So to have a day like that where y'all come and play, y'all are pretty cool.
Thanks. Yeah. That's still a mean picture. Do you think WWE is a bigger sport or motorsports?
Motorsports. NASCAR. NASCAR is bigger than WWE.
I have here, based on TV ratings, negative, top 10 most popular sports in America.
Oh, well, TV, people are going to maybe watch men wrestle in a ring more than
What do you
cars.
Think number one is? What do you think number one is?
Football.
Right. What do you think number two is?
Basketball.
No, surprisingly, it says baseball.
Okay, baseball.
I wouldn't have thought that. Number three?
Basketball.
Number four?
Wrestling.
Hockey. Number five?
Wrestling.
Soccer. Number six?
NASCAR.
Tennis. Which I'm surprised tennis is bigger than golf.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think about golf. Golf is another great uniform.
But wrestling is at eight, and motorsports is at nine. But if you're using events, motorsports has 100,000 people show up to their race car.
Where was wrestling?
WWE is at eight.
Wow, people love wrestling.
Motorsports at nine. And you ready for number 10?
Yeah.
Can you name another sport, by the way? Because it was the top 10, but can you name another sport?
Lacrosse.
No, not rating, not TV ratings.
Rugby.
Have you already said soccer?
Mm-hmm. Those are five.
What are the bags?
Gymnastics.
Oh, yeah, cornhole?
Cornhole.
Badminton.
Stop it. Huh? No one's watching that.
It says it's played mostly in universities, colleges, and schools, but a lot of the networks, like the college conferences, will show badminton at times, too. I've never seen it.
I was really good at badminton in middle school.
Shut up.
That's the one with the little birdie and the racket? Yeah, I dominated.
Yeah, you probably were pretty good, huh?
What about bowling?
That's Saturday mornings. That's interesting stuff.
I think bowling would be bigger than I don't know that I've ever seen badminton on TV.
Hey, are we going to do a show Christmas gathering again this year?
We're going to do it before that. Our new producer comes in, and so we're going to have a kind of a middle Thanksgiving Christmas one.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Good idea. Are we going to go bowling?
We'll do it at my house.
You have a bowling alley?
Do you? Down in the basement.
No, Jason Aldean does.
I don't like bowling at bowling alleys.
All
the
dirty
germs and the balls.
Well, take your own balls.
I do.
So dumb.
All right.
Bobby's so immature.
Yeah.
Last night he's like, "Let's play the what draft should we do next?" And I was like, "I don't know. What about hot guys or whatever?"
Yeah. What happened was.
And then he's like, "What if we do favorite numbers?" I'm like, "No, that's lame." He's like, "Mine would be 69."
Well, we should totally do numbers then.
I was like, "Oh my god."
I did say that. I was like, "Numbers." And she was like, "Numbers." I was like, "Yeah, we'll go see. I pick 69." Yeah.
You take 69. The rest of us are like, "Oh, dang."
Yeah, I picked 13, Taylor Swift, shout out.
I was picking Amy's brain. I was going, hey, like, what drafts? And she was like, let's do hot guys. I was like, great. So that'll be the one we do tomorrow.
And then we have another good one in the vault, too.
Well, the other one, there's another one, and I was like, we could do animals, except for dogs.
Yes.
Because then it starts to kind of even itself out.
Because, like, whoever's first round pick and gets dogs, it's like, okay, well, they're going to win.
So we could do animals coming up. Animals. That's not a dog.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because dogs would win.
Or cats?
No, but you can pick a cat.
Well, that's a huge one, though.
Yeah,
that's
we thought huge. Of another good one, too. So we got some good drafts.
Yeah, pick a cat. I wouldn't pick cats my first pick.
You wouldn't?
No.
If dogs weren't included?
Pick a cat.
I mean, hello, a koala bear.
True.
A lion.
True. Okay.
A cheetah.
Well, yeah. Oh, wow, I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Black Panther.
A little monkey.
Oh.
Giraffes.
Ooh, I'd probably go with the monkey from Friends. Exactly. Marcel.
Yeah, Marcel. Yes.
You just pick animals. There are no rules.
Yeah.
Before you guys go.
Right, you guys pick all those. I'll pick cat.
Okay, good.
Exactly.
Good. Pick cat, Eddie. You're in like last place.
I need something bad, dude, because it's not good.
All right. By the way, you can hear. No, that was yesterday we did a draft. Morgan number two is now in the lead. Overall leader. In the draft game with 7 wins.
Yeah.
Morgan number 2 is in first. Me and Lunchbox are in second. And the rest of you guys are, as my grandma used to say, sucking high and tit.
Wait, she said what?
Sucking high and tit. It's like when a puppy would be nursing all of it, the smallest.
Really?
The smallest
out of
what?
All of them?
Yeah, like the smallest one teat. That was hard to get. Yeah, yeah. She'd be like, well, you didn't do very good. You're probably sucking high and tit.
What are you saying high in what?
Sucking what?
High and teat?
No, sucking.
Hind teat? The hind teat? The one in the hind?
I think he's saying high teat.
Hind teat.
Sucking hind teat. Yeah,
Yeah. Man, she had some good sayings.
Yeah, that's what it is. Hind teat. That's what it is.
Hind teat, like the one in the back.
Yeah. To feed from an inferior source of food. To be the youngest or most neglected child. To be the last in line. Hind teat. Hind tit. Hind tit. It works for both.
But
it works for both. Verb. Just like hind tit. That's what she would say, hind tit. And it is hind tit. Then I started feeling like you guys were guilting me into saying it wrong. She'd be like, oh, looks like you're sucking hind tit.
Love that.
Hind teat. I never heard of that.
I'm going to say that today at the dinner table.
Tit.
Teat. I don't like the word. That tit. That word.
Tit. Second hind tit. It's on all the stuff, too.
That's not a good word.
Uh-uh.
What?
I'm not going to say it.
That's not a bad word.
What, tit?
Yeah.
I feel weird saying it. It's a bad word to me.
But if you say hind tit, it's okay.
Okay, it's different.
To get a raw deal or the short end of the stick. Derived from the behavior of barnyard pigs, the runt or the weakest piglet is forced to nurse on the tit farthest from the back of the mother pig, which gives the least amount of nourishment. The elderly tend to have to suck the hind tit when it comes to social services. Hind tit, that's really what it's listed as.
Man. That's some country lingo right there.
Full of it. Sometimes yeah. I think it, I don't even realize it's so country.
A hind tit.
Yeah. She goes, boy, today's not good. You're going to be sucking hind tit today, huh?
It's awesome.
All right, we're done. Here is Wednesday's show. Bye, everybody.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Welcome to Wednesday's show. More studio.
Morning.
Well, let's see what's happening with everybody in the room. This is how we start most shows with a segment we call What's the Haps? Hey!
Hey, what's the haps?
All right, I'll go first. I was looking at Maren Morris's Instagram story. She has a bulldog like me. And she said the dumb one, because she has two dogs, and it was her bulldog. So I hit her up, and I was like, Maren, how old is your dog, and are you struggling? She was like, hey, he's almost two. And yeah, Amy, my dog is probably 7.5 months or so. I don't even think sometimes he knows his own name.
Mm.
Or he's just playing dumb. These bulldogs, they are tough. Because he'll get trained and do everything right for like a week and then just lose it all. And I'll work with him. It's not even the case of me getting him trained and leaving him alone. But I've been struggling so much with this dog on the front of him actually being trained. And I go to message boards and they're all like, yeah, bulldogs are impossible. Impossible. Because they just live their own life and don't care about anything else. So that's where I am in my life right now. On Wednesday of next week, I do take him in to get neutered, his eye fixed, and his nose fixed.
Well, trifecta. Maybe once you fix some of that, he'll be better.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'm just struggling. I'm struggling with this part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'll be like, hey, come here. He'll just look at me like, then just go and lay on the floor. It's crazy. That's what's happening with me. Anyway, I hit Maren up about that, and I'm glad I'm not struggling alone. All right, what's the haps?
Hey, what's the haps?
Amy?
I had my car here at the station, so I decided to walk to get it instead of taking an Uber. And
how far is that walk from your house?
It's 3 miles.
Wow.
And
good for you.
Yeah, and it was awesome. Great walk. My son rode his bike, and then we got here, and I forgot my key card to get into the garage.
Oh, so you couldn't get in.
Correct.
So how'd you get in?
The building was closed. Everyone was gone, so I had to send one of those Nashville All emails.
Oh, to the whole building?
To the whole building to see if anybody was in there. Luckily, some man, I don't even know if I've ever met him, he was here, and he came and let me in. Shout out, Nashville All email. You never would be that person emailing all.
Mm.
But that's me.
That's Amy.
And I got it.
Remember that segment? Wah, wah. What's the haps?
Hey, what's the haps?
Lunchbox.
Tomorrow is Halloween, and my wife and I are in a debate. We can't decide on what baby box should be for Halloween. I picked out a dog costume for him, and she picked out a pumpkin costume for him, and we can't settle on it, so we need a vote. Pumpkin or dog?
Amy?
Pumpkin.
Dog.
Ooh, pumpkin.
Oh, there you go. I was on your side with the dog.
Jeez,
the pumpkin wins.
Sorry, you got to do it.
Pumpkin wins.
Mortal Kombat?
Yeah. There you go. Hey!
Hey, what's the hat?
Eddie, what's up?
All right, so just for Lunchbox, real quick, he's got to stop texting curse words to me because my six-year-old is now starting to read. And I got a text from lunch the other day, and my six-year-old picked up the phone, and I heard him going, foo. And that's how he was learning how to read. He sounds words.
Oh,
I'm
no.
like, oh my gosh, no. I oh, jumped no. and got the phone. Sure enough, Lunchbox had said, he was talking about a game that he was watching. He'd said a bad word. My son was trying to read it. So Lunchbox, no more curse words, please.
Dude, you should keep your six-year-old off your phone.
Well, no, it's a respectful request.
Yeah. Just asking.
Yeah. I don't want him to read that word anyway, right?
It was a close one. I mean, and my 11-year-old already kind of, I think he and I was like, no.
It's like Baywatch running, slow motion to the phone. All right, that's What's the Haps. Hey.
Hey, What's the Haps?
Here's the Bobby Bones Show podcast highlight segment of the day.
Me, Amy, and Eddie went to St. Jude yesterday to the Children's Hospital, and Eddie and I played some music as the Raging Idiots, and we put out a kids record a few years ago, so we played When I Grow Up, which is this song right here. And then we did play the Emoji Love song.
We got that emoji love, whoa.
And we had rewritten a lyric, and the lyric in our song was, the original lyric is, when I'm lonely, I'll send you the big eggplant. Mm-hmm. Which we couldn't do at the kids' hospital.
No
so on the air, we rewrote the lyric.
Yep.
To, and when I'm hungry, I'll send you the big old shrimp. Yeah. However, Eddie goes full rogue during the set at the children's hospital and goes, when I'm lonely. Well, I just backed out of it. I was going to see where Eddie goes with it. And Eddie goes, when I'm lonely. And he looks at me and goes, I'll send you the big old shrimp.
Which is probably worse
which
than the original
one. Which didn't make sense. But, yeah.
No, I was real proud of that line that I came up with, and I even nudged people I was standing by. I was like, wait for it, wait for it. I wrote this line right here. And then it was like, so
well. Well, I was really proud that I nailed the big old shrimp part. Didn't realize I sang lonely again.
During our shows,
yeah.
During the Raging Idiot shows, whenever we have a lyric change, Eddie never remembers.
Correct.
So I'll have to look over at him. In the if you ever come to a show when we're playing on stage doing comedy, and you see me staring at Eddie as we're in the middle of a song, He feels me looking at him and goes, oh, there's something I should be remembering.
There's
here.
A change that I need to remember.
So I didn't stare at him. So he goes, and when I'm lonely, and I'm like, oh, I'm out of this one. Because they're recording the whole performance at the hospital. And he goes, I'll send you the big old shrimp.
I mean, proudly, big old shrimp.
And then we did one. Old Town Road at the end.
Yeah, I'm going to take my home.
Every kid in the hospital sang it.
So cute.
It was so big of a pop in the room. The Kaylee Hammock, who we took with us to play, she goes, oh, I can't follow that. We're just going to, that's the final song. And so Kaylee Hammock, who, by the way, you would know from this song here, Family Tree. Something a little higher, just hang low. So we take her with us, and Eddie and I are playing, and her guitarist are sitting up there, and they're playing. And she dressed like Ariel from Little Mermaid, and she already has really red hair. The kids hit of the whole thing. They just thought she was, the young kids thought she was literally Ariel.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and then she got up and sang A Part of Your World from Little Mermaid.
Up where they walk, up where they run, up where they stay all day in the sun, wandering.
And her guitar player was a lobster.
Yeah. Because they couldn't find a Sebastian the Crab, so he just dressed like a lobster.
Right.
Yeah. So funny.
And he walked out, by the way, before we walked out in our costumes, he walked out by himself because he was just making, and he just walks out in a big lobster costume. And everybody was like, what's happening? He was the only, because we hadn't all revealed our costumes yet.
Yeah.
And so this big lobster walks out. Everyone's like, why is there a lobster in the room? So, but Amy was me. Well, she was in a skeleton costume.
Yeah.
And Eddie was a hot dog.
Correct.
And I was, and everybody knew who I was. They were all like, Recyclops from The Office.
No, nobody knew.
Maybe a couple parents, maybe.
No. Yeah. Some of the kids are like, oh, I think he's a football player.
They're like Fortnite or something.
Right.
You can see on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. But that place is just, it's a really wonderful place. And you would think going into a hospital that is all about kids fighting cancer would kind of be kind of a bummer atmosphere, but it's the opposite. They do so much to make sure that as the kids are going through something that, by the way, is not fun or welcomed, and that's fighting cancer, that they put them in the absolute best environment ever. And we were so happy to go and play music, and they had a popcorn station. They had Oreo popcorn.
Popcorn bar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we took a bunch of pictures, and it was just a real, real awesome day. We went and toured the hospital again, and you know they have dogs they bring up there that are trained to get on the x-ray machines with the kids when they're scared and
calm them.
Yeah. So just for as much as you guys partner with us and And we'll do it again in December, our St. Jude Radiothon.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't about that, but I just wanted to thank our listeners and for all the pimp and joy. And it's a really great day. And we took a tour bus. And so, yeah, it was great. Let me thank Hemp Hill for hooking it up with the tour bus.
Absolutely, yeah.
Going back and forth because, you know, we got on the bus and I took a nap.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah, it was definitely, it made it
and,
like, fun. And
yeah,
it was a good day.
It was awesome. And so, and we love to go out and just hang out with the kids. And
oh, and can we talk about how we met patient number 17?
Yeah, so this guy comes up to me, older guy, probably 60.
60-something, yeah.
And he's like, hey, Bobby, I'm from Arkansas, too. And I'm like, oh, yeah. He goes, I'm patient number 17. And I was like, what does that mean? He goes, I was literally the 17th patient at St. Jude.
Amazing.
And he still goes back because he lets them test him to see how the treatment's progressed. And he also is in politics in Arkansas. And so he was
a representative, isn't he?
He was like, I'm running your campaign. And I'm like, you don't even know what side I'm on. He goes, it doesn't matter. Who cares what side you're on? Like, people focus too much on what side people are on. What about the ideas and how they can get people together? He goes, that's you. And I was like, that is me.
He did ask me what, he's like, well, do you know what party he's going to be with? I said, I don't think he's claimed one yet. He goes, smart.
Yeah. He said, too. He was like, he said, you know, save it, you know, because half people aren't going to feel it at first anyway. He goes, but you can get her back. Just be you. And I was like, all right. I didn't think about that. I will be me.
Nice.
Yeah.
But it was great.
But him being patient number 17, and then he met one of our other friends that's a patient there, Allie Allen, and I was talking to him when she came up and was like, hey, I wanted to meet you. I heard you're patient 17. And he said, oh, well, nice to meet you. She goes, I'm patient 39195. And just to hear from patient number 17 to the 39,000th patient.
Yeah.
And then now they're in like the 50s. It's just crazy.
That hospital, by the way, you don't pay for anything when you go there. Mm-mm. From travel to food to your care. Like when you don't pay for anything. And that's where we come in and we can help the hospital at St. Jude. And it doesn't matter what part of the country. It's in Memphis because it's the middle of the country. And so they bring in people from all over the world, much less the country. And so, yeah, we just really love going, and it was just really, really great. So, Amy, Eddie, appreciate you guys. Eddie was a big old hot dog.
It was.
A little hard to play music in our costumes.
It was. At some point, you know, and my face was just getting lower and lower in the hot dog, and my eyes were the only ones showing. It's a little difficult.
You can see pictures on my Instagram at Mr. Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
Raymundo, what you got?
In California, they continue to battle those wildfires. There's four major ones in the LA area, Malibu, Sonoma, and Sacramento. Always obey evacuation orders. In other news, Facebook and Instagram, they're now banning posts to use the eggplant, peach, and the water drips. And finally, in sports, Washington Nationals won last night to force a game 7. That's tonight.
Bobby Bones Show.
Your phone is one of the germiest things that you own. And we're talking about flu shots last week. But during flu season, your phone can be a real problem. This is the more you know, by the way. A little PSA here. The flu virus can live up to 4 hours on surfaces like phones. And then up to 9 hours on surfaces like steel or countertops. So let's just talk about phones for a second. That means wherever you put your phone at work or even at a store, like if you lay it down and there's flu there, it can live on that, and then you put it up to your face, and all of a sudden, bleh, you got the flu.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
If a coworker is sick, not even on your phone, or on your hand, or on a surface, it's got 4 hours before it dies. So, and by the way, you're not going to leave your phone for 4 hours. I'm just saying, the more you know, clean your phone. I know it sounds crazy. I've been saying this for years. I also clean my credit cards.
Oh, no. I mean, I think it's awesome you do that. I just don't take the time. I don't remember, but
a great thing about credit cards now a little bit is you can start to swipe yourself and stick it in the hole. But with that, you're still sticking it in a hole that who knows what's in there.
I got a new card where I just tap it.
Okay, you have the tap card?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Listen, if you're handing your card to somebody, you're not only putting your hands where your card's been, you're putting your hands where your card's been and where their hands have been.
Ooh.
Again, just at the end of the day, as I end this public service announcement, wash your hands. Just wash your hands because you're touching your credit card, you're touching your phone, you're touching countertops, and that's the more you know. Thank you very much. You can wash your phone and not worry about water getting in it.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do that.
You're not going to wash your, even after this?
I'll wipe it. I have wipes. I have wipes in my bag right now.
I posted that story on my Instagram about why your shoulder gets so sore after the flu shot. And the sore it gets, almost the better it is. It means your body's really using it because it's an unfamiliar feeling inside your arm. Mm. Did you get sore at all?
I wasn't. Mm.
Sorry, like, sorry for that.
I know.
I can't even move my arm for like 3 days.
Yeah.
Get your flu shot too. And if you don't know why, go back and listen to our old show from last week where Bobo came on, who's a nurse, and he would kind of explain why the flu shot is good for the most part. The end. Done talking. Daylight savings time ends on Sunday. FYI, news alert. This is like two the more you know's in two back-to-back segments. The more you know, your sleep cycle is going to be a little messed up again.
What are we doing? Springing forward? No, fall back.
Fall back.
We push our clocks back at 2 a.m. On Sunday, November 3rd at 2 a.m., we'll turn our clocks 1 hour. It's the end of daylight savings time for much of the country. The biggest consequence is the change shifts daylight back into the morning hours. So for 9-to-5 office workers, it means saying goodbye to leaving work while it's still light out.
That's crazy.
Mm. And for weekend workers, it means an additional glorious hour of sleep on Sunday.
Oh.
So if you're going on Sunday. And also, there's a whole thing of going to church at the wrong hour.
Yeah, it happens.
Luckily, most things are digital now and change on their own. But I've went to church at the wrong hour before. You just show up and you're like, oh man. But there's still a lot of confusion about daylight savings time. The first thing is, yes, it ends in the fall, just as the decrease in daylight hours is becoming noticeable. So we need to, do you know why we need to save? By the way, if I were running for office right now, there would be two things I would do. I would eliminate daylight savings time as just it doesn't exist anymore. And I would make Halloween be the last Friday of October. Mm-hmm. So kids can go out and safely trick or treat and be able to get to school the next day. That alone would probably get me elected.
Maybe, yeah.
Do you know why daylight savings time happens or no?
Something to do with the farmers.
Daylight savings time in the U.S. started as an energy conservation trick during World War I.
Mm,
it became a national standard in the 60s. The idea is that in the summer months, we shift the number of daylight hours we get to the evening. So if the sun sets at 8 p.m. instead of 7 p.m., we'd presumably spend less time with the lights on in our homes at nights, saving electricity.
Oh.
Why did I think it had something to do with farmers?
Because the internet just says stuff.
Now it's for electricity?
Mm, well, why it started.
Yeah.
Yes. By the way, let me recommend you guys, if you guys don't mind, checking out the new Bobbycast with Josh Keir. It's so good. This songwriter, he wrote Before He Cheats for Carrie Underwood, and he said Before He Cheats was written, he was told to go write a song for Gretchen Wilson, who has Redneck Woman, and this is him talking about that.
My publisher is bugging the crap out of me to try to write something for Gretchen Wilson. Turned in the work tape to both of our publishers. Chris's publisher told him they didn't want him to demo the song because they thought it was way too scary and crazy for country radio. I said, dude, we're demoing it. It sounded quite a bit different. It was much darker and kind of angrier. They played it for Gretchen's folks. They passed on it immediately.
Gretchen Wilson passed on Before He Cheats. And then when they said, hey, Carrie Underwood took it, he's like, who's that? So it's a great podcast. After our show is over today, search for the Bobbycast and hear this interview with Josh Keir, K-E-A-R. All right, that's what's up.
Bobby Bone Show.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
More performers have been announced for the CMA Awards. Kelsey Ballerini, Dan and Shay, Thomas Rhett, and Old Dominion will all perform. Plus, there will be collaborations with Brooks and Dunn and Brothers Osborne, Garth Brooks and Blake Shelton, and Casey Musgraves and Willie Nelson, and then Lady Antebellum and Halsey. Ronnie Dunn shared two more redone covers for his upcoming album of covers out on January 10th. Here's Ronnie covering the popular song, That's the Way Love Goes.
That's the way love goes, babe. That's the music God made.
Lauren Alana says that she may keep dancing after Dancing with the Stars is over. She told Us Weekly that she's getting muscles all over the place, and she might just join a less intense dance class in Nashville after it's all over. I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this Florida mom was throwing a birthday party for her 3-year-old at the park, got a big bouncy house and everything, and then nobody showed up. So she put a post on Facebook saying, hey, nobody came to the party, but we've got a bouncy house until 3 o'clock if anybody wants to come by and enjoy the party. And tons of people showed up and even brought gifts, including the sheriff's department in the area. And, you know, obviously just brighten the little girl's day.
That's good. Love that. That's awesome. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something. something good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Redmond, Oregon. A woman was nice enough to drive her 16-year-old daughter to an interview at Subway. She's trying to get a job. She's like, look, I'm going to run and get some gas. I'll wait for you out in the parking lot. So she goes, gets gas, comes back, and she pulls into the parking lot. Instead of hitting the brake, hits the gas, boom, drives her car right into the Subway.
No way.
As her daughter's getting interviewed by the manager.
That's embarrassing.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
This is the Bobby Bone Show.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bone.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bone Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
All right, let's go talk to Charlie in Nashville. Charlie, appreciate you waking up with us. How's your morning going?
It's night for me. I just got off of work.
Oh, yeah. What kind of job do you have?
I've been an ER nurse for 13 years.
Holy moly, an ER nurse. I bet you see some real ship, huh?
I always say I think I've seen it all, and then something always surprises me.
Yeah. Wow. By the way, I said ship.
Uh-huh.
I don't curse. But I bet she does see some crazy stuff working as an ER nurse. Wow.
Crazy.
Okay, so we're going to... Since you are a nurse, we have one category left inside of the 60-second showdown. The category... Yes.
Is it science?
It's science.
Okay.
It's right up her alley.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yay.
So here's how it works, Charlie. If you get 10 questions right... In 60 seconds, I will give you $100 in cash of my own money. And since you live here, I will let you come get it from the studio while I'm here.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Which has never happened. Yeah, if you win, you can come up on the air and collect your money in front of everybody. Not today, but like the next couple days.
Well, I have a question. I don't want your money. What I really, really like.
No, that's the game. If you win, we can negotiate a trade, but not until you win.
Okay, well, I'm going to win.
So. Okay, I love it.
Wow.
The science, we got an ER nurse. I'm feeling bad that I have to give something away, but I like it when people win. Let's get the clock ready. Let's get the timer ready. You have 60 seconds. Here we go. Question in science, number one. Electric power is typically measured in what units?
Volt.
Incorrect. Botany is the study of what?
Plant.
Correct. What's the human body's biggest organ?
The skin.
Correct. What's the name of the closest star to the Earth?
The sun.
Correct. Arachnophobia is a fear of what?
Spider.
Correct. The bones that make up your spine are called what?
The vertebrae.
Correct. What's the biggest planet in our solar system?
Jupiter.
Correct. The ruff of neck hair on a lion is called what?
The mane.
Correct. H2O is the chemical formula for what?
Water.
Correct. What's the name of the long appendage that hangs from an elephant's face?
The trunk.
Correct. Electric power is typically measured in what units?
Voltage.
Incorrect. Keep going. She's one away.
I'm sorry.
No. She got 9 with plenty of time.
Oh my gosh.
The answer was watts.
Yeah.
What?
You crushed the category.
I mean, you did so
you
good.
You did so good.
The watts.
Oh my gosh.
I found myself oddly rooting for her.
Oh, I was so rooting for her.
Because I'm like, come on, you can do it. Oh. Charlie, what would you have asked for?
My mom actually got me addicted to your show, and I just wanted to see if I could get a signed copy of your first book, because I gave her your second book for Christmas last year, and I wanted to give her your first book for Christmas.
I mean, I can't say no to that, right?
No.
But no, you didn't win. Sorry, no.
I would have paid you $100 for the book.
I tell you what, I'm not going to give it to you for the game. I'm just going to give it to you because you're an awesome listener. So you're not getting it for the game. I'm just going to give it to you because you're cool. Okay?
No, of course not. Because it's stupid what?
Okay.
Oh, man.
Stay on the phone. I'll get you hooked up, all right?
Thank you so much. And you guys are just amazing.
Thank you.
Amazing.
Have a great morning. Do not hang up. Bobby Bone, come on. This kid was drinking so many energy drinks per day. 26 years old, he had a heart attack.
Oh my gosh.
A 26-year-old having a heart attack for something that he wasn't born with. And it's because he was drinking 8 to 10 energy drinks per day.
Oh.
And man. Finally, his heart was just like, bam. A full blockage in one artery. Other abnormalities coming from all of the energy drinkage. Is that a word, drinkage?
Mm-hmm. No, consumption.
And so he said, hey, I drink between 8 and 10 energy drinks a day. And man. They're like, that's it. You did that to you.
Yeah.
Wow.
How is that even possible?
And 8 to 10 in one day is a lot.
He probably yeah. drinks it just thinking it tastes good.
Yeah.
Right.
8 to 10 in one day is a lot. 8 to 10 a day oh. for many days. 4 in one day is a lot. I will have a 5-hour energy sometimes, but if I'm way down before a show, I'm not going to act like I'm above it because I'm not. But
how does it make you feel? I've never had one.
Nothing.
But I see Dirks do the commercials. And I'm like, okay, well, maybe we give it a go.
Maybe it helps a little bit, but I'm just, caffeine doesn't do much to me. I never get like, ah. That one day I had like 4 shots of espresso.
Mm-hmm.
I felt it for like a couple minutes and then I was, you know, it's fine. But to some people, I bet they go nuts. The Bobby Bones Show. Okay, so a week or so ago, we all put our favorite movie into a hat and then we all drew. And so I got Sweet Home Alabama. I watched it. I gave my review last week on the show. You got
A Beautiful Life in Another Language, and it was Eddie's pick.
And you'll be doing that tomorrow.
Yes.
Lunchbox got
The Beach, Ray's recommendation with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Not there yet?
Not there yet.
Okay. Eddie?
Dirty Dancing, and Amy recommended that to me.
You guys aren't reviewing these yet, huh?
Not yet.
I'm trying. Okay. I'm trying to find time to watch that sucker.
So, Morgan, number 2, you watched my selection,
I did.
Man on the Moon with Jim Carrey, starring as possibly my favorite entertainer of all time, Andy Kaufman.
Yes,
okay,
I
go
did.
Go ahead.
So, the first hour of the movie, I was so confused. I didn't know what was happening. I didn't know if things were real. I also have no background knowledge on Andy Kaufman. I didn't know who that was. So,
thank you very much.
Eddie did give me like a heads up before and he was like, there will be some awkward things. I don't like awkward things. I hate awkward movies. But after the first hour in, and am I allowed to give spoilers?
Yeah, it's over 10 years.
Okay. He got cancer and he obviously had a funeral, but like nobody believed him. And that whole series of events like made me tear up because I was like, this is really sad. This guy impacted so many people and nobody believes him and he really actually does have cancer for once.
Well, because he had been tricking people with all his performance art for so long.
He's a prankster.
And they're like, Andy, you don't, stop it. You've been getting us your whole life. You don't have cancer, but he had cancer.
Yeah. And then I don't even know what happened at the end because his like alter ego came back and then I was like, he just made me tear up over him and I don't even think he's dead.
Which is the whole point of his whole existence.
Which is so not cool. And I don't like it.
He's always said, too, that he's still going to come back and that he's going to trick people and been thinking he's dead for a long time. So Andy Kaufman was a performance artist, a bit of a comic, but more of a performance artist. He was in Taxi. He played Latka in Taxi.
Latka.
Thank you very much. and he would just do really awkward things on stage to get responses from people. And that's what it was. And when he finally got sick, people were like, this is just another thing to get our awkward. But he really was sick.
Yeah. And it was just so twisted. It was such a twisted sense of humor. And I was like,
yes.
This is so, so bad.
True story, so, though.
Overall.
Go ahead.
There was 2 scenes that I'll like kind of reference, but the wrestling scene when he started wrestling women, I think Ray has a clip like of one of those.
There you go.
You are up, you are down. The winner and still undisputed intergender wrestling champion of the world, Andy Kaufman.
So he started doing this funny thing where he's like, I'm not going to wrestle men. I'm just going to wrestle all women. And just kept beating them, small women, over and over again to be like a villain on purpose.
Yes. Yeah. And then he ends up marrying the first girl that he ever like wrestled. So that was kind of interesting twist of things. And then, of course, the end where he or somebody else come back and sings I Will Survive.
You guys want to see Andy tonight? Anybody got a flashlight and a couple of shovels?
So this is him and his buddy played this alter ego. And after Andy died, his buddy did the alter ego. And they were like, is that Andy or him?
That's what it was. I was so confused.
But then they show his buddy in the crowd, so it wasn't his buddy.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, go ahead, give it your review.
I'll probably never watch it again because it made me feel very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But I give it 3.5 out of 5 Jim Carreys.
Wow. 3.5 out of 5.
Pretty good.
You should watch some YouTube videos now that you've seen him in real life. Ooh, he's my favorite performer ever.
He makes me feel so uncomfortable.
That's what I like about it, though. Yeah.
I could totally tell why you liked him and why that was your favorite movie. I got it. I got that part. So.
Well, thank you for watching.
Yes.
And that's a review. 3.5 out of 5. All righty then.
Yes.
All right. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Okay, so you can win free Chipotle for a year through this TikTok video contest. And Bobby, I know you're on TikTok. So have you seen this? Okay, so to enter, you post a video of your before and after Halloween transformation. And you have to use the hashtag Boo-rito. Get it?
It's funny, yeah.
And whatever top five videos get the most likes win a year's worth of free burritos from Chipotle. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, I thought maybe you could just get one free burrito. Like,
no,
I'd be in for that.
A year.
No, but only picking five people.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I'm not as inspired to make a video if I have to be one of five. I am inspired to get one free burrito if I make one and tag them and get like 500 likes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And because I do like Chipotle, and I do like the burritos, and I do like TikTok. I stay on TikTok. I can be on it for an hour. It's like I go into a time warp. It's much younger than any other social media platform, but there are some funny people on TikTok, and they're all doing it in 15 seconds. All right, what else, Amy?
So today, Apple is releasing those AirPod Pros they've been talking about for a few days. So if you want them, they're now available for $249. So not cheap, but they're wireless earbuds complete with noise cancellation, water and sweat resistance, and a new design.
So the big thing is the noise cancellation of the AirPods. By the way, AirPods are great anyway, and I will wear some when I work out. Mostly I do headphones now, like wireless headphones. But I feel bad for people that just bought AirPods in the last couple weeks before the announcement comes out. Because it's not like they were cheap. You're going like, I'm going to finally get me a pair of AirPods. All my friends have them. Probably get them at work and put them in. You're like, boop, got them. Can't wait to get them in. $129 is the lowest pricey. But the next day, new AirPods are coming out.
Yeah.
You're like, are you kidding me? All right, what else?
Okay, so people are paying thousands of dollars for their Halloween costume because they're going for like plastic surgery to alter their look with something called like Insta butt injections and Insta breast injections, stuff like that, to look like maybe the celebrities that they're trying to be. Like,
is it permanent though on the
injections?
It's not
permanent. These Insta procedures, they're much more temporary. They involved injecting saline into the area, causing it to swell and look fuller and perkier, but the results stick around for about 24 hours. So long enough for you to look like whomever you're trying to look like for the party, and they can do different fillers in your face.
How much does that cost?
Yeah. He said that, Insta butt injections, $5,500.
For 24 hours?
Insta breast, $4,500. Lip filler, about $500.
Wait a minute. But Insta breast, how much does a permano breast cost? Like
$10,000? I mean, you could probably get some for $4,000,
$5,000.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, why would you just not get permano breast instead of Insta breast?
They just want it for one night only.
Yeah, they're just trying. So he says that Kim Kardashian, Kylie Jenner, Jennifer Aniston, Serena, and Venus Williams are the celebrities that his patients most want to look like for their Halloween costumes, and they are willing to pay a lot to make it happen.
Guys, just get a costume. There's no reason to put stuff in your body.
Yeah, you can just get those. They make those underwear with built-in butt pads and also padded bras. Like, why wouldn't you just do that? I don't get it.
People are crazy.
Yeah, people are. But yeah, plastic surgeons say this is a real thing. And of course, they're doing it.
The three things that I know.
What?
God is great. Beer is good.
Mm-hmm. And people are crazy.
That's right.
There you go. Right. That it, Amy?
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
All right, follow me here. So do you know who John Fogerty is?
Yes.
He is the lead singer of Creedence Clearwater Revival. Also the very first concert I've ever seen in my whole life. I love John Fogerty. I love CCR. So he got paid for that Woodstock 50 concert that never happened. So they were like, we're going to have this big concert. And then it got canceled, but he still got paid. And so he decided to use the money to buy a house for a veteran in Las Vegas.
Oh, wow.
He'll be at the groundbreaking ceremony on November 11th, which is Veterans Day. And so that whole festival fell apart. Well, this came from it. It's pretty good. But love it. He'd have to do that with money.
Yeah, that's cool.
Love John Fogerty. Love CCR. Love this story. Favorite CCR song?
Ooh, it's hard.
I want to know, have you ever seen the rain? Or looking out my back door. Yeah. Or
what's the other one you like?
Down on the corner. Out in the street.
You like
Willie
that
and the Pope Boys playing, bringing nickels to
your feet.
Yeah. I love CCR. Anyway, John Fogerty, that's good on you, man. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
All right, let's go over and talk to Tara in Wisconsin, who's on the phone right now. Tara, what's happening with you?
Good morning. Morning, studio.
Morning.
What's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to call and thank you, Bobby, for being such a great role model. My son, he's 18 years old, a freshman in college, and he is a lot like you. Everything he does, he gives 110%, and he's just so focused on everything. And this morning when I was listening to the bit about you guys going to the dinner last night and how, Bobby, you weren't there, but you said that you always end up being the dad. Yeah, he's like that with his friends, too. So I just wanted to thank you for being such a great role model.
Well, I appreciate that. I'll tell you what, I want to send your son a book. I'll send him a book, my last book, Fail Until You Don't. I'll write him a little note. How's that sound?
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, where do you live in Wisconsin?
Way up north, where the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, Lake Superior, and Wisconsin all come together.
Raymundo, is that where you're from?
Yeah, that's probably Iron Mountain, Kenosha, places like that.
Ironwood. Little farther west.
Yeah, a little farther west. Well, hey, Tara, hang on the phone. I'm going to get you set up, okay?
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, appreciate
Have
you.
Day.
All right, bye. And by the way, if you missed, we were talking about that yesterday with you guys all going out to that fancy party.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Lunchbox taking Dirk's medal, and then Dirk's being like, I kind of want it back.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear it all on yesterday's podcast of the show. So, yeah. Let's go over to Amy and get that joke now.
The morning corny.
What do ghosts eat for dinner?
What do ghosts eat for dinner?
Spooghetti.
Spooghetti. There it is. We're almost done, by the way.
I know.
One more day of Halloween jokes.
Yeah.
I'm gonna miss them.
And it'll be investigative.
Oh, the last we end on an investigative?
Yeah.
I guess. Right. And then we get to Thanksgiving jokes.
Yep.
Perfect.
And then Christmas.
The last 3 months are just all themed jokes. All right, there you go.
That was the morning corny.
Let me go to Clifton in Virginia, who wants to talk about, we brought it back up, Lunchbox in the Metal with Dirks. Hey, Clifton, you're on the air. What do you want to say?
Hey, I just wanted to say, and this might boost Lunchbox's ego a little bit, but
did
Lunchbox buy Dirks' groceries one time?
Did you buy his groceries?
That's right, yeah. I did do that.
All of them?
Yeah, because he didn't have his wallet. He showed up at the grocery store without his wallet, and I happened to see him a couple registers down, and guess who saved the day?
You paid for all his groceries?
Yeah.
How much was it?
I was like $35-40. He was getting a recipe he was going to cook with one of his kids, and he was off the road, and so he had to go pick up the groceries. So it wasn't a big grocery order. It was just like one bag, I think.
So, Clifton, what is your point, that Lunchbox should be able to keep this diamond medallion that Dirks earned for CMA nominations because Lunch paid for broccoli?
I'm not saying it's like equal value there, but yeah. I'm just saying maybe Dirks was like, okay, he paid for my groceries one time. Maybe it's like a little bit of payback, you know.
Well,
you know, get to wear it, have some shine for a little while.
It's kind of a good point. I like this guy. You're a smart dude.
Amy and I can tell you that we spoke to Dirks yesterday, and he said that was not the case.
Yeah.
But that's a good point, though. I'm glad you brought that up. I forgot about that story.
Yeah.
All right, bud. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, guys.
All right, see you later.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, let me put Vicky on real quick. Vicky in Illinois, you're on the air. Thank you for calling the show. Go ahead.
Bobby, yeah. Hey, I have a quick question.
Go ahead.
Just a moment ago when you were talking about Fogerty and giving the veteran the house, you said that was your first concert. But you said before Diamond Rio was your first concert. So
I
wanted
catch.
To know which really was your first concert.
Diamond Rio was my first concert as like a human kid. John Fogerty was my first one that I went to. Like, I get to pick my own show and go to it. Yeah. My first ever show to see live music, I was like 11 or 12. But then when I was 16, we drove to Little Rock to watch John Fogerty, me and a buddy who, we had our own, like, driver's licenses.
Oh, you guys drove there.
Yeah, that was like our first, like, we get to pick our concert that we go to. That's a good catch. I didn't even think about that. I guess
very good, very good. This is like, I'm totally geeking out. But I'm talking to Bobby Bones. And I saw you and Eddie in St. Louis just a few, like a month or so ago. So,
oh, the Raging awesome Idiots show. In St. Louis?
The Raging Idiots tour in St. Louis.
What'd you think about that?
That was awesome. That was awesome. I loved every minute of it.
All right. Well, thank you. Hey, good call. I bet all you right. other people thought the same thing, and I'm glad you called in.
Yeah. Thanks, Bobby. You guys have a great day.
All right. See you later. All right. There she is, Vicky Bye. In Illinois. Okay, Amy, we're going to play the game coming up.
I'm ready.
Okay. By the way, let me mention this. Morgan number 2 won the poll, the draft yesterday of happiest songs ever with songs such as ABBA Dancing Queen. You are the dancing queen. Yeah. Journey, Don't Stop Believing. Don't stop believing. And Sweet Caroline from Sweet Caroline. It's hard to hate. It's good. By the way, Ray, you lost. You're last.
It might have been the closest margin, too, in the history of the competition.
Yeah. Well, Lunchbox was campaigning late last night. He was awake when you guys weren't.
Yeah.
So he jumped up. He was in last till the end, but that's part of it. But, yeah, it was like 12 or 35 votes between you, Amy, and Lunchbox.
And we were all at 15%.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry you have to sit out. We will tomorrow be doing the hottest guy draft.
What? No.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
Hottest. Okay. That was good. Amy's suggestion last night on the bus. She was like, can we do a hottest guy draft? And I was like, well, I can't. Hate.
I can think of a few.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's wrong with that, Lunchbox?
Because I don't know what guys are hot. I'll have to go online and ask people. Because guys don't know what other guys are hot.
Oh, yeah. I know what guys are hot. I'm going with Raymundo. first pick, Raymundo. That'll be tomorrow. All right, here's your question. More than a quarter of people said they haven't taken part in this activity even once in the past year. What is it? Let's go over to John in Missouri, who is on the phone. Hey, John, about a quarter of people
say
they haven't done this. Take it home.
Driving.
No, not it. That's incorrect. Thank you, though.
Oh,
I know.
Thanks.
Amy.
Cooking.
Oh, no, that's not it either. Sorry. Lunchbox?
Gone to a wedding.
No, I'm sorry. That's not it. Eddie?
I got it, and it's going to make you really happy. Going to a movie.
Incorrect. No.
Oh.
Let's take one more shot at it. Let's go over to Chad in New Orleans. Chad, more than a quarter of people say they haven't done this. What is it?
All right, I have two guesses. I'd say trick-or-treating. My daughter says getting a haircut.
Oh, wow. Well, guess what? Neither are right. Yeah. All right, the answer is 20% of people haven't even read part of a book in the past 12 months. Oh. No book reading.
Oh.
So read some books, folks. That's what I say.
I'd be part of that group for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
What do you read?
Nothing.
Your phone?
Yeah, text.
Yeah.
Tweets. The Bobby Bones Show.
Right. Finish the lyrics of all these 90s country songs. By the way, this is Survivor style.
Ooh.
Yeah, you got to get it right to stay in.
Yes.
Amy, you're up first.
Okay.
The song is Garth Brooks' Friends in Low Places.
Oh. Okay.
When it beeps, you have to continue singing the song. Don't talk it, you guys. Sing it. As soon as it beeps. Here we go.
The last one to know, the last one to show, I was the last one you thought you'd see there. And I saw the surprise and the fear in his eyes when I took his
glass of champagne.
Excuse me?
And when I took his glass of champagne.
Glass of champagne.
There it is. You got it.
All right, good one, Amy.
There you go. Let it beep. Let it beep. If you can't sing over the beep, just let it beep and then keep singing it.
Oh, I just had to keep singing.
They're all monster songs the first round. Lunchbox, you have Shania Twain. Here we go.
Looks like we made it. Look how far we've come, my baby. We might have took the long way. We knew. Get there someday. They said, I bet
they'll never make it.
They'll never make it.
They'll never make it.
Yeah, oh, wow. Yeah. He's still in. He's still in. Eddie.
Aye, aye, aye.
Are you ready?
I guess.
All right, here we go from Kenny Chesney.
Oh, my favorite.
The next song. Hit it.
She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along.
About my farmer's tan.
There it is.
Wow.
Wow, I lucked out on that one.
What do you mean?
I mean, I didn't know the other songs, the lyrics he was singing. Before that part.
Oh, you didn't know all the Amy, are you ready?
Ready.
This one we're going to do a little song from the Dixie Chicks.
Oh, my wheelhouse.
And vocally your wheelhouse, too. Yeah.
That's what I meant.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
I said, cowboy, take me away. Fly this girl as high as you can into the wild blue. Set me free, oh, I pray. Closer.
Closer to heaven above and closer to you.
Closer to heaven above and closer to you.
Closer to you.
Lunchbox is going to have David Lee Murphy. Little dust on the bottle here. Here we go.
There might be a little dust on the bottle, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottle, but it's one of those things
that gets sweeter with time.
That gets sweeter with time.
It gets sweeter with time.
Everybody still in? Let the beat finish, guys, before you guys start singing. All right, here we go. Good. We got three more. Oh, we got a couple more. Everybody still in?
Yeah.
Amy, are you ready?
Okay. Well,
Eddie. Oh, Eddie. Yeah. Oh, my bad.
I was like, oh, shoot, is Eddie out?
Over here. No.
Sorry. Dina Carter, here we go.
Oh.
Love her.
Finish it.
Funny how those memories, they last like strawberry wine. 17.
First taste of love.
Go again.
Whoa, bittersweet.
Do it again.
The first taste of love. Whoa, bittersweet.
First taste of love.
It's my first taste
no,
of love.
No, is it?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You got to be right on.
Mm.
Oh, that hurts.
I know. That's so
that really
close.
Hurts.
I know. Damn. Sorry about that.
That's
Amy,
my jam, too.
Amy, you're up.
Okay.
Eddie's been eliminated.
Wow.
Lone Star Amazed.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
You familiar with that one?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I'm so in love with you. It just keeps getting better. I want to spend the rest of my life with you by my side.
Ah! Here and forever.
All right, Lunchbox, you can win this if you get it right. It's Tim McGraw, something like that.
Okay.
Let's see if you can hit that. Here we go.
And that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white T-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt. Skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had
a barbecue stain on my white T-shirt.
No, I know.
Okay, what does this mean?
It means we're back at it.
Yeah!
No, Eddie, you're out.
Oh, but yeah. We all got out. Oh,
no,
different
no,
round.
No, you
different
got out of round before
okay,
us.
Okay, got it.
Dang it.
Okay, here we go. Let's do John Michael Montgomery, Amy Sold.
Oh.
Yeah, I've never seen anyone looking so fine. Man, I gotta have her. She's a one of a kind. I'm going once, going twice. I'm sold on a lady in the second row. She's a 9, she's a 10, I know. She's got ruby red lips.
She's got ruby red lips, blonde hair, blue eyes.
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
That's it. Okay. We're running out of them, guys. Lunchbox, just stay in. Pickup Man from Joe Diffie. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe de Ville. I got an 8-foot bed that never has to be made. You know, if it weren't for trucks, we wouldn't have tailgates. I met all my wives,
and a pickup's my limousine.
All right, and a pickup's my limousine. Is that
traffic jams? No. Just something
traffic win. Traffic jams. And there's our winner, Amy Holtz. Play her song that she might get if she is the winner. Here we go.
Honey, it ain't my fault that I'm out here getting loose. Gotta blame it on the boots. Gotta blame it on my juice, baby. It ain't my fault.
The game went a little longer than I'd hoped.
Yeah.
But
it's fun.
We exhausted every single song that Mike did put up there. All right, nice job. Amy, you are the winner.
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations. Yeah, Eddie, you really failed me.
Thank you. I know.
But I did great.
That was right.
And that's second place.
That's better than last place.
But did I make you proud?
You did, yes.
Thank you.
Everybody made me proud. Holy crap. I was just saying that.
What about me, though?
No.
Well,
no.
I mean, if Eddie failed you, that means you expected him to win.
I did. Exactly. He's like the music maestro.
That's what a son wants to hear from his dad.
Right.
Stop it. Stop it.
At least he believed in you.
Stop it.
I just need to know he's proud.
Stop it. Okay, you're never going to get a question. You're never going to get 12% of male drivers said they often or always forget to do this. Crystal in Louisiana is on the phone. What's happening?
Hi, I'm so excited.
Thank you. What would you think this is?
Sitting on their wallet, taking them out the back pocket.
Oh, take the wallet out before you drive.
Oh.
Oh, right. Yes. Back pocket. Yeah. Mm. No, that is not it. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for calling, though. Amy?
Buckle up.
No, that's not it either. Oh. Lunchbox?
It's use your blinker.
It is use your blinker. And 50% of women say they don't do it as well.
What? Why would you not want to notify people that you're going to turn?
Maybe you just go real quick.
Yeah, you just forget.
True.
And yeah. Use their blinker. I'm a blinker user. Probably early. I'm probably a little too cautious with my blinker. I'm like, I'm thinking of going over a lane.
Oh, gosh.
I'm not ever committed yet, but let me turn my blinker on just in case I do roll over there.
Yeah.
So the answer is, nice job, Lunchbox. Use your blinker. I was reading this story this morning, and the expert says there's no benefit telling your friend or family member they need to lose weight. There's no benefit.
Okay. I can't imagine. How do you even say that?
If a friend or family member is overweight and you're worried about their health, it's never a good idea to mention it to them.
Okay.
No matter how difficult the conversation may be. Awkward, right?
Yeah.
But the chief science officer at, used to be Weight Watchers, now it's WW?
Yes.
Right.
Of course.
Said you should never be the first to bring up a loved one's size if they're overweight. Let the person take the lead. They have to bring up the conversation. I have never, in my history of working in this area, heard of a conversation going well if a loved one brings it up. I think it's highly unlikely that someone who is struggling with their weight doesn't know it. Do you ever feel, because I feel sometimes, like I may know it, not weight. For me, it's different things. But if someone mentions it, I'm like, oh, I guess people can actually see that then.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, this is an obvious thing.
Yeah. By the way, my pants are too big today. I've been doing this new diet called the Fit 33.
Oh, my gosh. Stop.
What?
Nothing. It's just funny how you've given it a new name. Like, literally, you were talking to people about it yesterday. They're like, oh, yeah. So you're doing intermittent fasting. And you're like, no, I'm not doing intermittent fasting.
I'm doing the Fit 33 for 33% of the day I can eat. It's 8 hours. And I can only eat in my 33% of the day. Called the Fit 33. And then,
I mean, it's actually kind of genius that you're rebranding it.
I really cut down on almost no sugar and zero carbs, but I do have a little fruit, natural sugar. It's called the Fit 33. Mm-hmm. A little something I've been working on. Yeah, a little something that caters to my body.
Right. Because nobody else has tried this. That's weird.
Have you ever heard the Fit 33 before?
No, I never heard that.
No.
And if you have, that'd be called the Fit 33.3. I was looking at this Selena Gomez story. So remember the Selena Gomez story where she got a kidney from a friend?
Yes.
And then Selena Gomez, there was some controversy because she was allegedly drinking, and the friend was like, whoa, I just gave you a kidney. Like, don't go out and trash it like that.
Right.
So then they stopped talking.
Because, I mean, I would imagine as the friend giving up, then you're left with one kidney. Then you probably have to watch how you treat your body, and you're like, whoa, I sacrificed for you, and you're going to go do that?
Although I would say if once you give somebody something, it's theirs.
It's like if you loan money to a family member, you can't expect to get it back.
So, but they haven't spoken at all since October, and they had a falling out. And so, but they say yesterday, the big news is Selena liked this girl's Instagram post. Like it was her baby step.
Yay.
Like saying hi. I do that sometimes. Somebody that I'm not talking to at all. That I don't, like if I've had a falling out with. That I'll go and like a post.
And then what? You wait?
Well, it's just like that first like step.
Okay. That's you making, you're like, okay, I can get past this.
Uh-huh.
Huh.
Or that they noticed too that you liked. And it's like, wow, interesting.
Yes. Yeah. Do you look at people who like your stuff? You ever click the little circles and see who's liked your picture?
Yeah, I mean, so I guess it would have, and then some people, like if they get notifications, they may know, they may whoever you had a falling out with might look at their phone and it says, Mr. Bobby Bones just liked your picture.
Yes.
Okay.
So I definitely like that that's happening. It is a very millennial way to go, hey, here's an olive branch.
Yeah, but it is an olive branch.
But it is, yeah. And I hope, listen.
Well, good for her.
She's got her kidney. They should be friends or at least not hate each other. But once you give somebody a kidney, that's their kidney.
Yeah, no take backs.
Yeah, and for sure no take backs. But definitely also, you can't judge them for what they do. It's now their kidney.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that story too.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
When Emma Kitson was 18 years old, she said, I want to serve my country, and she signed up for the Army, and she was a gunner. But what she didn't realize is the heavy shells were damaging her back, and over years and years and years, she eventually lost the use of her legs. And so she's in a wheelchair for 7 years, she's about to get married, and she's like, I was told I'm never going to walk again.
Wow.
But I want to.
She lost the use of her legs from being a gunner for 7 years?
Yes. Not like she got...
That's crazy. Not she didn't get shot.
She didn't get shot or anything like that. Just the repetitive use. And so she was like, I want to surprise my husband and walk down the aisle at my wedding. And so she worked tirelessly and surprised him and walked the 20 feet down the aisle when she got married.
Just a lot of rehab, huh?
A lot of rehab, strengthening, and just exercises.
My mind is blown that she didn't get injured, that it was just that use over that amount of time that hurt her. Hey, good for her for you know, working back into it. But that's crazy. All right, there you go. That's good stuff. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Get a lot of emails sent up here to the show. We like to answer some of those in our mailbag. Here we go, everybody. Da-da-da.
Bobby's mailbag.
Hey, Bobby Bones. My name is Garrett. I have a small dilemma that I was hoping you could help me with. Long story short, I met this great girl. She could be the one. We're already talking about moving in together. We've been dating for 6 months. I'm excited. The thing is, I have a lot of debt. I mean, a lot of debt. I owe over $100,000 in school loans and credit card debt. I've been paying it off slowly, but it's going to take me another 20 years. I'm 28 years old. Should I tell her about all of my debt before moving together, or keep it to myself until we make that big step? Not marriage, but just moving in. Would she break up with me over my debt? Signed, Garrett. So there you go. He's not saying get married and hide it from her. He's saying when they're moving in together, that's a big step. Should he let her know then? Because they're not married. Okay, just want to make sure that everybody gets that.
But moving in together is a big step.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can call us as well and add your opinion. 877-77-BOBBY. By the way, what's this guy? What did he go to school for? Is he like five doctors deep?
That's a lot of money.
He's $100,000 in debt.
Yeah.
Amy, they're moving in together.
Mm-hmm.
How much does he have to tell her just moving in together?
He has to tell her. If they're moving in together, that's a huge step. If they're moving in together, I would think that she thinks, I don't know, I would think marriage is on the horizon. So, yeah, you probably should tell her.
I don't think moving in together means you have to tell him everything. I don't. If you're getting married, yes. But I could move in with Eddie. We could get a place together. I don't owe it to him if we're just moving in together.
Are they moving in together to save money or because they love each other and they want to see if this is going
to
work?
I think before you get married, you have to let them know. But I don't think just because you're moving in together, you have to tell everything.
$100,000 in debt.
What if it was 10? My point is, there is
10 would be manageable.
There is a breaking point where you have to let them know. And it's before, even before engagement, I would say. But just moving in together, I don't think you have... I think it's probably valuable information that... But he may not feel like he's convinced her yet either to like be that he's the one.
Yeah.
I'm going to say you have to tell her before you get engaged.
She's going to be like, we've been living together for 2 years for and you never told me that you had $100,000 in debt. But now we're about to get married and I'm already so in love with you that I don't know. I'm going to have to write off this debt, but what are we going to do about it? No, we're 100. Who knows? 2 years later, you're even more in the hole maybe if you haven't come up with a plan. What if she can help you figure it out? What would Dave Ramsey say?
Amy, everything you're saying, I feel you. I just don't think he owes it to her if they're just moving in together. I think you owe it to the other person. What if they don't move in together, but they're in a serious relationship? Does he owe it to her then?
Eventually.
Yes.
Eventually.
Thank you. Eventually.
No, but you just said if they have, yeah, like if you move in together, let me finish my sentence.
If they're buying a house together, yes. If they're just moving in together as room, as like living together.
Yeah, whose name is on the thing? Like, how are they dividing the rent? What if you give her the opportunity to help you? What if she's like, you know what? Wow, I didn't realize that. Maybe I should pay more of the rent and so more of your money can go towards cleaning out your debt. What if she's kind like that? He's not even giving her the opportunity.
All I'm saying is you don't need to share the super, super personal business if you don't want to until it's time to be engaged.
Okay, so you're going to move in together. And what if you got a kid?
Again, that's...
doesn't live with you, but you have
that's
a kid.
That's a really personal thing. That's next level stuff.
Okay.
Just moving in together, I think, is level 2 of 3. You don't have to share your debt if you don't want to it, too. That's my opinion. Let me go over and talk to Ashlyn in Mississippi. Ashlyn, you're on the air. What do you think about this?
Personally, I've been in that same situation, and I told my boyfriend about my debt, and he's helped me actually get out of it.
And good for him.
So I don't think it's a bad idea. It could help him in the long run, yeah.
I also think it's a good idea. I just don't think he owes it to her. I don't think anybody...
He doesn't have to.
Thank you. Give me that again. Thank you.
What if you're living with somebody or you're dating somebody and you lose your job?
Yeah.
Should you tell them?
Did you lose your job?
Yeah.
It's up to you. The problem is if they find out
and
you're lying.
And you act like you're going to work.
The problem is the deception.
Right. And there's no deception, I guess, if you're not disclosing your debt. Are you deceiving? But one day, what if she's just like, hey, wow, I've got like $2,000 in debt. What do you have? And you're like, nah.
I did the opposite of the lottery. I'm now a million in the hole. I lost the Mega Millions. Again, it's a good idea to have that conversation. I just don't think you owe it. Chris in Oklahoma, you are on the Bobby Bones Show. You've heard the email. He says he's going to move in with this girl. They're not engaged. They're not married. Should he reveal to her he's $100,000 in debt?
I would say in this situation, no. It'd be a very bad idea because she would get her tennis shoes on and run for the hills.
You don't want to give her the opportunity to run from you?
Well, no, it's not that I don't want to give her the opportunity. I just don't want money to be the issue of why she is staying or going.
Okay. Well, yeah, hopefully she won't leave you because of the $100,000, but she needs to know about it.
I could understand her probably needing to know, but she doesn't have to.
Listen, I get Garrett, what you're saying.
This is all I'm saying. If you don't want to share it with her, don't share it with her. You probably should. Eventually, you're going to have to. If you feel like she's the one, at some point, you're going to have to share it.
Listen, but Garrett, you should
tell
her.
You don't have to.
You do.
Don't let people like Amy convince you do, because you don't. Me and all the callers here on one side. You got a couple textures on your side.
Thanks.
As long as he's not deceiving her, then they're all good.
Right. So he just better hope that question doesn't come up. Do we have any debt? Do you have debt?
He's like, well, you got a mouse in your pocket? We're
okay,
about
fine.
We.
Because in my mind, if they're moving in together, they're thinking of life that way. They're thinking of life as we. I don't know. Call me old-fashioned.
Okay, old-fashioned.
Okay.
Right, you want me to call you that? Sure. Let me take one more. Linda in Missouri, you're on the air. Hi, Linda.
Hey, go Amy. I agree with Amy. If you're with somebody, you need to be up front.
Okay, I agree with that too. You just don't have to. I think you guys are getting...
Don't try to join us now.
I'm not joining you. If he doesn't want to share...
Right, I get it. You're saying he doesn't owe that.
He doesn't owe it.
Like, because his question
switched,
was,
she wouldn't owe that.
Do I have to do it? And your answer is, no, you don't have to. Would you? You probably would.
I would.
But you're saying, no,
on my first date, I log into my bank account and go, here's everything I have.
Oh, wow. Right.
Yeah, here's the password. Look at, if you still want to go on a second date, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
That's how transparent I am.
Yeah.
All right. Garrett, my answer is you should, but you do not have to. As long as you're not deceiving her, you're good to go.
And Amy, your answer is you should and you should.
Okay. There you have it. That's the mailbag. Thank you. There we go.
And that was Bobby's mailbag.
A little late on that mailbag there. The computer froze up, Raymundo?
Yeah, I only have one slider, so I had to stop that other bet or they would have doubled up.
Oh, we definitely don't want that. Yeah, I don't
want that.
That was terrible.
Definitely. Or does it? A little compare and contrast from the members of the show. on my Instagram feed right now, Mr. Bobby Bones, you'll see a picture of Amy and I smiling, and in the caption I put the Friends theme song. I write, I'll be there for you when the rain starts to pour. I'll be there for you like I've been there before. Just two friends, a wonderful picture.
Ah, yes.
If you go to Amy's feed, it's the worst picture of me.
It is not.
She totally only looked at herself and then posted the picture.
That's not true. You know that, right there. When I took the selfie, you saw the picture, and I thought you'd be like, don't post that. But you didn't.
I never say don't post that. You can post whatever you want of me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I'm just
clearly
saying,
I can't.
Compare and contrast. I post this beautiful picture of Amy with a loving caption. And then Amy's all like, here's Bobby, he's a butt face.
We both had messy hair because the wind was blowing mine and then yours was just...
Just take a second today and look at Mr. Bobby Bones. Morgan, number two, did you look at him?
Yeah.
Okay, make your observation on that.
Radio Amy, go look at it and go like it. Go and ahead. Be like, Bobby, you look so good.
Go ahead.
That's what... Are you kidding? Let me read the comments. Oh, Bobby's so cute.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I love Bobby.
Go ahead, Morgan, number two.
It is not a flattering photo.
What?
Thank you.
What? Okay, fine. I will take it down.
No, there's no need. I'm just saying compare and contrast, the different way we show love. You saw a good picture of yourself and just posted it.
We took the selfie together. It was a one take.
I thought it was a video. First of all, you knew I thought it was a video.
He did think it was a video.
Oh, gosh, that's the word.
Yeah.
It is not that
good. I posted a wonderful picture of Amy on it. I'm like, I make sure that she looks good first. And on this one, I don't even think she knows I'm in the picture.
People are like, oh, it's Dwight and Pam.
Yeah, I don't want to be Dwight from The Office.
Dwight.
Anyway, it's up there.
Oh, who peed in Bobby's Cheerios? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Let's do a segment about you. Why not?
Why not?
Your son is going to be a SWAT team member for Halloween?
Yes.
Now, talk about his costume.
Well, he loves policemen. And so when we were at Target, we saw they had SWAT team available. And he was like, oh, wow. That's hardcore police.
Yeah.
So he's all about it. And it came with a baton, or what's that thing that you like, you know, but it's fake, but it's plastic, but it still looks like dangerous, and a little holster, and you stick it in there, and he's like, well, where's my gun? Because he's got a flashlight too, and this is like a fake one, but we're giving him a real flashlight. And so he's like, well, where's the gun? And I said, oh, buddy, you can't trick or treat with a gun. Remember, we only play with guns inside the house, and you can't shoot your Nerf gun at anybody unless they're armed as well. We tried to teach him like, he has a BB gun, he knows how to shoot like cans, but we teach him all the rules. So anyway, he wants to trick or treat with a gun because policemen would never go anywhere without their gun.
Good point, Stevenson.
And I just don't think that we need to walk around with a gun in the neighborhood. It's just not good. Fake, well, obviously not real, but if it's fake, what if it could be perceived as real and then other parents are iffy about guns and I just don't want to make it weird.
Is that your reason?
That is my reason. Well, because
I get all of that.
I don't want him to scare 14. Anybody with a gun.
I think if you were 12, 13, 14, and it wasn't Halloween, it wasn't a mixture of all those things, he's in a police uniform. I would have no issue with a little kid having a gun in a police uniform. For Halloween. I wouldn't.
But SWAT team, I feel like the gun. Well,
do you think someone's really going to confuse him for a SWAT team member? Like that? Because if then probably we need to talk about
this. This costume is very legit. The helmet and the SWAT are very real.
But how tall is your son?
Like up to your hips.
4'4".
Yeah, maybe.
He's little.
He's little. So we're fine?
If he was big enough for people to really confuse him that maybe that's a cop, I would think the gun would be something to think about. Kids play with guns. I don't think we can have callers call too.
I mean, I would appreciate that. Like other parents, like what do they do? Especially
we'll do five calls.
Or a police officer for that matter. What is safe for my child to be walking around with a gun? Because then what if like.
No, what is safe for your 4'5" kid on Halloween night in a SWAT team costume to walk in with a gun?
Right.
Because I would say if it were March 9th, just him walking around with a fake gun, not cool.
Okay. But it's Halloween.
We'll take five. The first five callers to pop in, we'll weigh them in. That'll be the poll.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Amy's son is 9 years old. He's probably 4'5". He's going as a SWAT team member, and he wants to have a gun with his Halloween costume. I have five callers. These are the first five that called in. I say it's fine. As long as the gun isn't super, super, super realistic.
Yeah.
And also, he's a kid. It's Halloween. I think it's fine. You, on the other hand, don't right now, but five calls.
I've already told him no. So, I mean, but I can change my mind and he will love me.
Elizabeth in Nashville, you're on.
Hi,
Hi, good morning, team.
Good morning. Morning. What do you think there?
I think that it's fine. I think you should let him be a kid. It's Halloween. When I was growing up, it would have been fine. That was also 30 years ago. But I think you should let him be a kid and not worry about what other people are going to say, as long as you're teaching him the safety in every other day life of how to use a gun.
One vote, it's okay. Let's go to Billy in Missouri. Who, Billy, you were on the SWAT team. Is that true?
Yes, I was on the SWAT team for 18 months.
What do you think about this?
That's fine. If he's confused for a SWAT member, he's going to be the shortest SWAT member ever. So
he will be.
Kids carry swords and stuff.
Okay.
So Billy, former SWAT team member, possibly getting the live phone sex too. Hey,
Billy.
Hey, Billy. Okay, Billy says it's fine. That's two votes. It's okay. Logan in Oklahoma, your thoughts? Logan, you're on the air.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, what's up?
I think it's totally fine. I think it's great. Amy's already teaching him gun safety, but I definitely agree with Bobby. It's Halloween. Let him do it.
Okay, let's do Mike in Florida.
Wow, okay.
Mike, you're on. What do you think about this?
I think it's just fine for kids to go out there and do that. I mean, I was a correctional officer for 7 years and member of the response team. And kids need to be kids. I mean, if that's what they look up to and that's who their idols are, then they should be able to emulate them without any problems. As long as the gun doesn't look too real, I think they'll be fine.
So far, four say it's fine. And let's do one more. Kelly in Florida, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what do you think?
Hi. Yeah, I think it's fine as long as there's something that differentiates it from a real gun, like something on the tip that's orange or something, it's fine.
Okay, Amy, you have had five callers.
Okay, well, I guess
they all say that they think it's okay. I think it's okay.
Yeah. Well, then I guess I'm going to let him carry a gun and he's going to be so happy.
And you tell him.
Okay. I'll tell him about all the callers.
No, me.
And you.
Yeah, I got his back. Let him know I got his back.
I'll tell him.
All right. So, okay, so you're good with that?
Yeah, I guess so.
I like that. Did you know today's National Text Your Ex Day? Do you have any exes that you would ever text?
I don't even have their phone number. I don't. I mean, I could get a hold of them if I wanted to. One of them is married to our friend's sister. I could track them down, but no, why would I text them?
I don't know. It says forget Halloween is tomorrow. Today is the scariest day.
Oh.
That's funny.
National Text Your Ex Day.
Yeah.
Every year on October 30th is National Text Your Ex Day, whether you do the breaking up and broken up with National Text Your Ex Day. So get on your phone, think of something you want to say, and participate in National Text Your Ex Day.
Do it, Bones.
That's every day for me. I text my exes. I don't care. I like them all. They're all great.
What do you text?
Hey,
what you doing?
What part? No, I wouldn't be like, what you doing? But yeah, I have no issues
with it.
Well,
then do it right now.
Okay, which one?
You pick.
Okay, I'll do it in the break.
Okay.
I text my exes all the time. All right, thank you. Text your ex to everybody. Send it. And then if you get a funny response back to someone you haven't talked to, tag me in it on Instagram story. I want to see all of them.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, hey, I haven't talked to you in a while. How's it going? And then if you get something good, tag me in it.
I don't think married people should participate in this.
Oh, yeah.
Just
if you're single,
a thought.
Like Bobby, right?
Yeah.
That's funny. I'm probably not supposed to talk about this, but I see that the new season of Running Wild with Bear Grylls is coming up, that survival show that I did. And I was tipped off. I could watch. Maybe I was supposed to have sent to me. I don't know. But I got to watch. It's not fully done, edited yet, but I got to watch the episode, and I definitely wasn't supposed to let anybody else watch it, but Eddie just happened to be sitting next to me while I was watching it.
Oh,
on the
that's
bus.
What I saw. Okay.
Yeah.
Woo.
It's the first time I had seen it. Don't give away too much.
I don't even want to really talk about it because I feel so special that I'm seeing this like months before it even airs.
Well, you weren't supposed to. I wasn't supposed to.
I know.
Think.
Let's not tell anyone about it.
But are people going to think it's interesting?
This is going to be great. Like, I truly enjoyed it. I loved the episode. I LOL'd probably 10 or 15 times throughout the show. Like, Bobby's really funny, and I think his personality really shows. And I think America's going to re-fall in love with you again. Like, I'm serious. After watching this, because it's like, there's so much adventure and, like, you know, drama of the wild. And then there's the Bobby story behind it where it gets, like, kind of emotional. Dude, it's really good.
I go to a part of the world I never thought I would go in my whole life. I don't think I would never have been there. Has anyone here on the show been in this part of the world?
Mm-mm.
Probably not.
My husband has, but I have not.
Oh, okay. And your husband, military, flying all around the world.
Yes.
So the whole season starts November 5th, I think next week, on Nat Geo, and it goes on Disney Plus as well, but it's Running Wild with Bear Grylls.
But when does this yours air?
It's like the sixth one they show, I think, in January. So it starts in November, and then January my episode runs. So I'm pretty pumped about it. I watched it and was like, oh man, it's pretty crazy.
I don't know what the other ones are going to be like, but I'm already calling that this is going to be the best one.
You can't.
I'm calling it right now.
Watch the premiere. Brie Larson's on the premiere episode. She was Captain Marvel.
Yeah, I mean, that'll be good.
Yeah, that'll be real. It'll be cool. But Eddie just happened to see it over my shoulder.
I loved it. Thank you. Can I show it to my kids now?
No.
Okay, I won't do that. No.
By the way, Morgan number 2 went as Dolly Parton last night to our show. Yeah. It was a great Dolly Parton. It was young Dolly Parton.
Yes.
And her hair was all big. By the way,
it's still here.
Her hair's still there.
What did people think about your costume last night?
It was really good. Even Karen Fairchild and Kimberly of Little Big Town were like, "You're Dolly." And I was like, oh, that was the greatest compliment right there. You guys knew who I was, and it's you guys. So that was pretty cool.
There was a college student who was dressed as Carrie for Halloween.
The scary Carrie?
Yeah, with like blood and stuff. Yeah. And then she got in a little car accident, and the paramedics got there and thought she was dead.
Oh, my gosh.
Because she was dressed dead. Yeah.
Oh, no.
A college student who dressed as Carrie for Halloween was thought to be dead by the paramedics. Her name is Sydney Wolf from West Virginia. She dressed up as Carrie with the crown, the blood going down the front of her head. And so it's all over her dress, her face. And the car wreck was middly bad. She totaled the car. The whole front of the car was bent in. And she was okay, but because of her costume, everyone that was a first responder thought she was dead.
Wow.
Isn't that... And if you're in that... And some of you, but I'm not dead. I'm not dead.
Yeah. I'm costume. Yeah.
Yelling the whole time. Speaking of Halloween, in Amy's neighborhood, and I don't know if it's Halloween related or not.
Ooh, I saw this.
I hope so.
We mentioned it yesterday, but there's a dude just driving around in a mask.
Yeah.
Slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Staring at people.
Yes.
Have you seen him?
No. And I hope I don't ever, or I'm going to scream. I mean, how scary. And if it is a joke, it's not funny.
Neighbors in Amy's neighborhood. By the way, it's a national story now. Say they have experienced a creepy situation. Separate women say as they're walking in their neighborhoods, a car slowly drives past them multiple times, and there's a man wearing a ski mask. And they have both of these instances. And it obviously, if it wasn't Halloween, I would say something really, really creepy is going on. It's only moderately creepy because there's Halloween involved.
But it's a ski mask. It's not like a...
It's not like a clown mask.
Yeah, it's right. Not like a hockey mask or anything.
But I mean, yeah, it's the time bless of year you. Where people are more like... You know.
Masks aren't as out of the ordinary.
Right.
Okay.
Oh, try to get an interview, Amy.
Okay.
With him. Stop him.
If I see him, I'm going to be like, why are you doing this?
Amy,
not
stop.
Cool.
You're
no,
not going
to
talk to him.
It's not. Citizen's arrest.
Interesting.
Yeah, I like to keep my neighborhood safe.
It's like Scooby-Doo. You're going to rip the mask off of him.
And it's Lunchbox.
Yeah. Oh, you
who's just creating
kids.
Content
which
for
Eddie,
the show.
Like, nobody even wants to go trick-or-treating in my neighborhood. Like, Eddie, I was like, hey, what are y'all doing?
Yeah, it was like hard pass.
Y'all want to come trick-or-treating in my neighborhood? Eddie was like, no.
Kathy's on in Arkansas. Kathy, thank you for calling the show. What's happening, Kathy?
I'm actually at work right now, so I will definitely have to listen to your podcast, but I wanted to thank Bobby because an ex just texted me, and I've been married for 3 years.
Mm-hmm. National Text Your Ex
said,
Day, yeah.
And he said that, and he wouldn't tell me who it was, but he said, I just wanted to say, hey, what's up, and let you know that Bobby Bones said it was National Text Your Ex Day, so I figured I'd go ahead and give you a shout.
Great. What's wrong with communication?
When's the last time you talked to this ex?
That's the thing. I've been married for 3 years and have been in this relationship for 7. So I don't know who it is, and they won't tell me.
Well, if this were an episode of Modern Love, maybe you guys would end up getting back together. Or you become great friends. Yeah. Have you seen Modern Love at all, Kathy, that show?
No, I haven't.
It's on Amazon Prime.
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. I've seen 5 of 8. I'm definitely going to sit down and get into it today.
Oh, yeah.
But I told, did I say on the air? I texted an ex after I watched that show.
Yes.
Did you?
I think you said it.
Did
you say it on the air?
I don't know if it was on the air or not.
Let me be honest with our listeners for 1 second. Here's the problem.
I
can never remember what I say on the air off. And so we just kind of talk. And there's not a script in front of us or even really what what we're going to talk about. I mean, I have things I want to talk about, but nobody on the show does.
Oh, that reminds me. One of the dads of a patient at St. Jude yesterday said something to me like, I don't know, whoever comes up with y'all's stuff, like, just good job. Good job. And I was like, what? I was like, we do. Like, we're just talking. Like, we don't have somebody that comes up with our stuff.
But. Mike D sits all night and writes the script. He comes in the morning. We pass them all out to each other.
Yeah.
But yeah, that modern love that after
it's
the
great.
I definitely text was like, what up? Eddie tried to hit me on the bus last night when we were alone, and I'm so good at getting off of. I can just pivot onto another topic pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm. And I thought I was sly about it a little bit. Like, hey, man, did you ever text? Who was that
and
you
then
texted?
I completely rerouted his thought process. And 5 seconds later, I had him on to something else talking, excited about like his hot dog costume or something.
Nice work.
Yeah, you did. It's a great show, though.
Yeah.
Modern Love. Check that out. Check. Bobby Bones Show. The big news coming out of yesterday was HBO Max. It's launching in May. And they paid $500 million for South Park.
Oh, my gosh.
$500 million wow. for South Park.
What?
It'll premiere in May and cost $14.99 a month. It's the same as the current cost of HBO. Existing HBO customers will get it for free. They've also announced that it'll have South Park for $500 million. It'll have Friends. HBO Max's Friends.
Oh, you're getting it then.
The Big Bang Theory. Sesame Street. Looney Tunes. Rick and Morty. The OC. The West Wing. The Bachelor. And then a bunch of comedy, too. The great thing for us is there's a lot of content everywhere. The bad thing for us is we're going to have to cut our cable to be able to afford all three or four of these at once. So you're going to have to cut your cord or not. And so I will cut my cord at some point, I do believe. I haven't yet, but my cable bill is so stupidly high that there's no reason. I only watch live sports.
Mm-hmm.
But you can cut your cable and still get live sports. That's what we did.
That's what I hear from you, but I haven't done anything.
So, what are you kidding?
I haven't seen proof of that.
No, I have the proof. Every Thursday,
that's what I hear. I don't know.
Saturday, yeah. Sunday, Monday, I have the football proof.
By the way, Rick and Morty's coming back real soon.
I love that show.
I love that show. We're done for the day. Amy, what's going on today?
Oh, man, I got lashes today, which is an hour nap, so that's amazing because I don't ever do that. And then working out, and then the kids, getting them ready for Halloween tomorrow, just finalizing their costumes. I have to alter Stevenson's a little bit to make it work. He would buy a size too big, so they were sold out in his size. But I was like, don't worry, buddy. If you don't grow in the next week, we'll fix it. So anyway, what about you?
I have a Bobby Cast, which is an interview show with Blanco Brown.
Oh, fun. Yeah, cool.
We know him from coming in doing music stuff, but I'm kind of curious to hear his, like, life story.
Yeah.
So he's going to come by the house, and we'll record that today.
Love him.
Yeah, check out the Josh Kier Bobby Cast. It's up right now. When the show's over, listen back to the show, because we do a bunch of extra stuff on this show, too. But including, there was a story we talked about where this guy that's a listener of our show is $100,000 in debt, and he's moving in with this girl, and he's like, should I tell her? We have that whole conversation today. Mm-hmm. Search for Bobby Bones Show on Demand. Hear this show, but there's also the Bobby Cast. And Josh Kier, just a great interview that I did. He wrote Before He Cheats, Need You Now. Amy has Four Things with Amy Brown. The guys have The Sore Losers, the sports show. So check that out. Anyway, that's the deal. I'm going to go to the gym today, probably box a little bit.
Get that workout in.
Why not?
Yeah.
What else I got to do? I get to eat now. I'm in the Fit 33 part of my day.
I love Fit 33.
Fit 33 is a new diet I'm perfecting. I'm going to have everybody on in the next probably month or so.
Such a great idea.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
As a female, I need to eat more hours in the day than a man.
The Fit 34 is for women.
The
Fit 40. No, the Fit 34. I mean, I'm created this diet.
Okay, well, I'm going to be your endorser of it. I'm going to be your Oprah of your WW. Weight Watchers, Oprah.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Thank you. Bye, everybody. Get your Bobby Bones on.